This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Now we're joined by Elliot Shore Parks, 94 WIP Eagles reporter. No, Elliot's an unbiased reporter.
I don't believe that for a second.
Not for a second.
Elliot joins us now. What's up, Elliot?
What's going on? Look, whenever I have the press pass on, all bias goes out the window. You guys know how it goes. So always.
Well, a lot of stuff.
Purely unbiased Elliot.
We'll get into the lottery right. And the Sixers coming up with the Elliot. But first off, we were talking earlier about the opening game. It's the Cowboys for the opening Thursday night game. How do you feel about that? Do you think that's a good selection by the NFL, or would you have preferred a different opponent for the Eagles?
I think it's a fine selection. You know, there were other games I would have been more excited about. I think the Lions would have been a great matchup. Even the Rams, I think, would have been exciting with that playoff rematch. I think with the Cowboys, they're just leaning on what's kind of an old rivalry. I understand that it's always going to be Eagles-Cowboys. I know that gets people excited. But the Cowboys aren't really very relevant anymore, other than the fact that, you know, they're still considered America's team by some. But
they're bottom five.
Yeah, and ultimately they're riding the Eagles' coattails into this week one game. They're only there because of the Eagles. So, you know, I think that obviously Eagles fans will enjoy raising that banner in front of the Cowboys. And, you know, it could have been worse. I think the Bears would have been somewhat of a boring matchup. But yeah, I would have preferred, I think, Detroit or the Rams.
And a new game just came out here. Eagles-Packers week 10 Monday night.
That's awesome.
That's been released.
That'll be great.
So does that mean no Christmas game, I'd assume, right?
Yeah, so based off that, so if you look at the teams that are playing the Saturday before Christmas, it was Eagles, Washington, and I think it was Bears, Packers, if I'm not mistaken. So the assumption was those teams would play on Christmas. But with the Eagles going to Lambeau now, it looks like they won't play on Christmas. I also just think if you look at the Eagles' schedule so far, they're going to be the first game of the season. They're playing Black Friday. So I just think ultimately they are a primetime team. They'll be in a lot of primetime games. But I don't know if they would do the first game Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Yeah, okay. It doesn't sound like it will be that. It doesn't sound like they will play on Christmas. Okay. Yeah, everybody kind of assumed that. They do like a round robin thing with the Eagles, Commanders, and Bears and Packers. But not the case. So we don't have to worry about Christmas Eagles football now.
Maybe not. Elliot, the rookie camp that we just saw with I'm assuming the you know, everyone else sprinkled in, some selected veterans sprinkled in. Who was sprinkled in, and what can you tell us about the new faces that you met?
Yeah, so we didn't get to watch the full practice, so I can't really give you like a practice report as much as I would love to give you Kyle McCord rookie minicamp stats.
And I know that you would have those all.
Yeah, exactly. That'll be mandatory minicamp. We'll have it for you there. But no, I mean, you know, now that the main players are back in the building, they've entered the next phase of the OTA offseason, so they are on field doing more. We won't get a chance to see them on the field for a full practice until that mandatory minicamp. So I think, you know, my main thing off of the rookie minicamp is just, when will Jahad Campbell actually practice? He did not partake in that rookie minicamp. We will see if he's out there for the mandatory minicamp. But, you know, Howie Roseman comparing him to Cooper DeJean in terms of, you know, highlighting that Cooper didn't take part in training camp and still played a huge part in the season. probably not a great indication of what they might be expecting out of Jahad Campbell early on.
Are guys like Josh Uche and Azeez Ojulari and Adoree Jackson, you know, veteran players who've been around the league for a while, are they expected to be there with the rookies mixed in?
No, they were not at the rookie minicamp. The rookie minicamp is really, you're right, there will occasionally be a veteran, but that's normally more of a tryout basis if they have a veteran there. Guys that have signed contracts, you know, like Azeez Ojulari, Adoree Jackson, and Josh Uche, they were not at the rookie minicamp. They really used that rookie minicamp to get players like acclimated, show them how they want to practice, get them out on the practice field so that when the main veterans get in there, the rookies feel more up to speed on what's expected of them.
Okay.
Elliot, big night for the Sixers last night. They move up two spots, get up to number three, don't get the first pick, unfortunately. But how do you feel about the result last night for the Sixers, and what do you do if you're Daryl Morey from here?
Yeah. I mean, it was a massive, massive win for the Sixers last night. I mean, this was probably the most depressing, irrelevant Sixers season, honestly, maybe of my lifetime. Like, I know Rhea and all you guys know, like, I've been on this morning show defending the Sixers for years, highlighting their playoff success, defending Joel. Like, that's all gone. I don't blame anybody that completely checked out on the team last year. Now, I think after last night, there's actually reason to be excited again. There's reason to have hope again. And honestly, like, a reason to look forward to next season. If they would have lost this pick, what is there to watch next season? Like, maybe McCain, if he comes back and you know, is fully recovered from that injury. So I just think from a pure fan perspective, last night could not have gone better. Now, in terms of what they should do with the pick, I like Ace Bailey at number three. I've not dove into all of the prospects yet, but you watch him, long arm, super tall, has a really high release point, and he's just a body type they don't have on the roster right now. Maxey and McCain are a bit of duplicate players. Ace just has that prototypical wing body. He reminds me of Kevin Durant, like in what I've seen of him, just physically.
How tall is he actually?
He's 6'7" and a half, I thought.
Yeah. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Because they have them listed at 6'10", but they said at the combine he did not measure, you know, as tall as that.
Yeah, so that's exactly right. He was Rutgers listed him at 6'10". When he was at the combine with his shoes off, he was 7.5", so, you know, 2.5 inches shorter there. I would just say, like, obviously, you know, coming off a draft season for the NFL, I know that right now the measurables mean a lot. But when you just watch Ace Bailey, he just plays taller than everybody. The release point on his jumper really is impressive. You know, guys like Kevin Durant, obviously they're very big, but what makes them impressive is the fact that when they release the ball, it's so high and it's very hard to stop. You see that with Ace Bailey as well. He was pretty much able to shoot over almost anybody that he played in college. Now, the shooting percentage wasn't great. He was about 35% from three and only 69% from the line. So that's something he would have to work on. But I think about what Howie Roseman said for the Eagles draft is you draft traits. And the Sixers are in a place where they just need to draft a high upside guy with elite traits. And I think that's what Ace Bailey has.
Elliot, I want to get back to these young guys over at the NovaCare facility. You had a chance to see them, not necessarily out there practicing, doing lots of football stuff, but did anyone surprise you or pop out at you? Was there anyone who was eccentric in the locker room that you know, seemed more interesting than we just have no idea what these guys are like. Is there anything you can tell us?
Yeah, no, I mean, look, I wish we were allowed in the locker room. I wish we were allowed to watch these guys practice. But it was really just a very quick introduction to them. They had the press conferences, which I think can be telling. You know, in my time covering the Eagles, guys that step to that podium and initially have a ton of confidence, I find those guys often have better rookie years. Guys that show up and are maybe a little shy and have to adjust to it, those are the guys that take a little longer. So, you know, I thought that Drew Kendall, the guard center out of Boston College, was impressive. He talked about how at college he had to pick up all of the protections at the line. He played center full-time in college, but now I think there's a good chance you'll see him take reps at guard. That's a player to keep an eye on. You know, we focus so much on Kenyon Green and Tyler Steen, but Drew Kendall knows pass protection, knows, like, you know, the pre-signal stuff, and I think comes to the NFL just from a football IQ standpoint, ready to go. So I think he'll be in that guard competition.
Well, and he's a guy who they compared his game to Jason Kelce. When he was coming out, Drew Kendall was that athletic type center who could do more than your old school center could. So, yeah, he's impressed a lot of people with his ability to explode on people.
Yeah, and, you know, I think that when you look at this Eagles roster, right, like, we can focus on the safety spot where they definitely need somebody to step up. That number two corner spot with Slay gone, we'll see who wins that job. But if this season, and I don't think it will, but let's say this season doesn't meet expectations and it's because of a spot on the roster, I think it's the right guard spot. Like, this team's heartbeat is the offensive line. We can talk about Saquon, Jalen, AJ, you know, Jalen Carter, all fantastic players. The personality of this team, the backbone, the heartbeat of this team is the offensive line. So if the right guard is not, you know, up to par, it's hard to have a great offensive line if you don't have all five guys working in unison. So that is definitely a big spot going into this next phase of the offseason that we need to be concentrating on.
You're listening to 94 WIP HD1 Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Tasty Cake Studios. And just one more, Elliot, to circle back to the Sixers and the lottery last night. Was that thing rigged? I mean, the Dallas Mavericks getting the number one overall pick. Come on.
Well, it is crazy. You know, if you look at it, the year the Cavs lost LeBron, they won the lottery.
Shocking.
The year that the Pelicans lost Anthony Davis, they won the lottery. And there was another example of it. Well, so yeah, I think it was probably rigged. Like, I think, like, you can sit and say, oh no, it wasn't. And I understand, like, skepticism, but ultimately you look at it, like, the chances of it finishing in that top three, I think, were less than 1%, or maybe 1.8. Like, right around 1%.
Yeah, I think it was less than 0.1%.
Yeah, so now,
well,
look,
1.8% that they would get the first pick.
Yeah,
that those teams would end up in the top four.
If you're the Sixers, you got to ask, like, why wasn't it rigged for you, right? Like, I know they didn't trade away Luka, like the Mavericks did, but, you know, the Sixers certainly, I think, as a major franchise, would have deserved potentially Cooper Flagg. But I'll say this too: I like Ace Bailey better than Cooper Flagg. So,
no,
to be
you
honest,
do not.
I absolutely do.
Stop.
I love Ace Bailey and that body type. He reminds me of Kevin Durant. Cooper Flagg's a great player, but if I'm the Sixers, I'm happy that I don't have to take Cooper Flagg.
If you had the number one pick in the draft, who would you take?
Well, because I'd be afraid of everyone making fun of me. Yes,
no Vonleh part two here, Elliot. Seriously.
It's not a reason to take a number one pick.
Thank you,
afraid.
Ruben, talk to him as a GM.
Well, come on.
That's
now.
Why you're a GM and I'm just on this, you know, on that, the, on
good
the radio
point.
Here
right Make now. A great point.
Ace Bailey has a higher upside to me than Cooper Flagg.
Oh.
That's why I would take him number one, or at least I'd want to if I wasn't afraid. I would take him number one. But I think the Sixers will end up with the best player in the draft if they take Ace Bailey.
Well, I mean, that would be an optimal result for sure. But Elliot Shore Parks. Elliot, thanks for hopping on, man. Appreciate it.
Yep. Talk to you guys soon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.